Go Light presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Opinions Matter is brought to you by Greenheart CBD. From Greenheart to your heart, Ireland's multi-award-winning CBD oil. You can check them out at cbd.ie. Now, on today's podcast, we want to talk to you about a story that has been trending all day today. And that is the story of Republic of Ireland international Callum Robinson, who has admitted that he has chosen not to be vaccinated against COVID-19, despite twice having COVID-19. The 26-year-old West Brom and Ireland striker, who had already missed games for his country as a close contact, first tested positive in November last year, and then again in August of this year, meaning he had to sit out last month's World Cup qualifiers against Portugal, Azerbaijan and Serbia. Well, he has admitted that he hasn't been vaccinated against COVID-19, and it's led to a huge backlash about whether or not he should be, and unvaccinated players should be allowed to represent their country, to represent their club and play football. We're in a situation here in Ireland at this moment, as we all know, and we don't necessarily like it, where if we want to go for a meal in a restaurant, we have to show our COVID pass in order to gain access to the restaurant. Yes, football players can go on the pitch and jump around each other and hug each other and kiss each other and all of that not be vaccinated.
Yeah.
Now, the question that is being asked now, as of today, is whether or not he should be allowed to play for the Ireland squad this coming Saturday against Azerbaijan. Now, it's a kind of a non-match because we don't qualify for anything. Even if we beat them 10-0, we won't qualify for anything. But it is a match nonetheless. And if I want to travel even to Azerbaijan, I have to show my COVID pass to show that I'm vaccinated. Now, the question we're asking is, should he and unvaccinated players...
40% of the squad are unvaccinated.
Are unvaccinated,
that's crazy,
right.
Isn't it?
Well, that's the fact. And in fact, I don't know if you heard over the weekend, Jurgen Klopp expressed his exacerbation with Premier League players who haven't gotten the vaccine. He explained why he got it and he did it for other people.
Yep.
And that's the question. The question that we want to ask you, and we want to get you involved in this conversation by sending us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. 085 825 2626. We'd love to get you involved in this conversation today. And many of you will know that before doing this Opinions Matter podcast today, I was working in News Talk. And whilst working in News Talk today on Lunchtime Live, I spoke to the Minister for Sport, Jack Chambers, and I asked the Minister what his view was on the whole Callum Robinson non-vaccinated situation. Here's what he had to say.
It would be good to see leadership from players both here and elsewhere around the vaccination rollout. We've seen huge uptake of the vaccine here amongst young people with you know, massive uptake, as we know, over the last number of weeks and months. And I think, you know, it would be good to see all our sporting role models demonstrate positivity towards the vaccination rollout.
Okay, so he described Callum Robinson and other sports players as role models, as somebody where that young people look up to and all of that, and they're not leading by example, basically. Now, he didn't, the minister, when I spoke to him, he didn't say he shouldn't be allowed to play, but he wasn't far off saying it. And a lot of people are annoyed over these role models not speaking publicly in favour of getting vaccinated.
Okay, you'll be surprised by my stance on this. First of all, as you say, the game is irrelevant. They may as well be playing FIFA on the Xbox this
yes, because
weekend.
Like I said, if they win 10-0 against Azerbaijan, it'll make no difference.
We're crap anyway, so the game is a completely pointless game. However, why wouldn't he be let play? He decided not to get the vaccine. I think he's a gobshite for not getting the vaccine, especially given the fact that he has contracted COVID twice. And from what I believe, it knocked him for six both times he caught the virus. So it would be seem bizarre to me that he wouldn't get the jab to try and protect himself. And these footballers, are their whole gig, their life is all built around fitness and being in shape and being fit and stuff like that. And it just seems bizarre to me that he wouldn't. Now, he's never explained, and nor does he have to. It's nobody's business, I suppose. He's never explained why he won't.
I mean, he has. He's kind of said, my body, my choice.
That's not explaining why.
Well, that's his explanation. Yeah, that's what he has said.
It's a very weak explanation. So he may have his own reasons. Maybe he saw a bloody Dolores Cahill video and that turned him off. Who knows? But personally, I think he's a gobshite for not getting vaccinated, the fact that he's had it twice and he knows what it can do to him, what COVID can do to him. However, to remove him from the football team, what difference does it make if he is vaccinated or not?
Okay, here's the difference it makes. It's a close contact sport. You see hugging and kissing and jumping around each other and all of that.
You can still have COVID even if you're vaccinated.
Yeah, I understand that. But because he's not vaccinated, he could be giving it to one of the other lads.
But he could be... He could be giving it to one of the other lads even if he wasn't vaccinated.
Not as easily. It does cut down on your chances of spread.
Of transmission. Yes. I'm aware of that. But still, even if he... Supposing he was vaccinated, yeah? And he... I presume they're all tested before games. Anyway, they do the PCR test. If he tested positive for COVID, he wouldn't be allowed to play. Anyway, so it makes no difference. He either... Before the match on Saturday, yeah? He either has COVID or he doesn't have COVID again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
Yes. Yeah.
So if he does have COVID, he wouldn't be let play anyway.
Okay, but is it not more to do with what that minister said? These guys are role models. And you heard, I don't know if you heard Jurgen Klopp the other day speaking about that. He was so pissed off.
And spot on.
Where in Liverpool, the vast majority of the squad have been vaccinated. He was really pissed off that in many other clubs, they're not.
Yeah.
Let's bring in your calls on this. If you'd like to get involved in this conversation, we would like you to send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. One of the very first messages that come in to us is from Anthony, and Anthony says, if footballers aren't vaccinated, then they shouldn't be allowed to play until they are fully vaccinated. In the US, a similar debate is going on regarding unvaccinated players in the NBA.
Yeah, and there's another point that people keep bringing up as soon as you mention vaccine, my body, my choice. Yes, of course it's your body, your choice, but if you can choose not to get the vaccine. Nobody is forcing Callum Robinson to get the vaccine, correct?
Correct.
Did anybody hold him down, pin him down?
No.
And inject it into...
And they're not going to either.
Because it's his body, his choice. That's irrelevant here, because if he wants to play, there's a lot of people who don't want him to play this weekend because he hasn't been vaccinated. So he's chosen of his own free will not to get vaccination. But with that decision...
There are consequences.
There are consequences.
And one of those consequences is he can't go to a restaurant in Dublin city centre without a COVID pass.
And he lives in England, so I think he'd be all right
there. Well, if he's visiting Dublin.
Yeah.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. We would love to get you involved in this conversation. And the question is, would you agree with what Anthony said? If footballers aren't vaccinated, they shouldn't be allowed to play until they are. Call me right now on 085-825-2626. Now, Morris, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Morris. Well, this is a debate that is raging all day today. Would you agree with that message that I read out a moment ago? If footballers aren't vaccinated, then they shouldn't be allowed to play.
Personally, I'm a Liverpool supporter. And an Ireland supporter. And I was there in the good old days, Jackie Jeremy and the rest of it and the whole lot. So we're going through a really tough time at the moment. And a lot of people that I talk to now are thinking, well, like, if you're coming into a team and you're not vaccinated, you could potentially give it to a lot of people. So if there's 40% of the team not vaccinated, and the other crowd are vaccinated because they don't want to infect the other team members, and the club members are vaccinated, why would you play with them? Why am I being exposed on an airplane to a country, to play for my country for a match that has no meaning? Why would you put yourself at risk? And the country they're going to will only allow you in if you have the double vax European cert. So is he over there? Will they throw him out or will they not let him in? But I think he shouldn't be playing.
That's a good question, but you can get a COVID cert if you have a negative PCR test. You can also get one. So I assume that's how he's going to be allowed into Azerbaijan, because they as a country have said that they will only accept people who are double vaccinated or have a COVID pass. But you can get a COVID pass with a negative PCR test.
Yeah, well, that's up to that country to accept that. But, you know, they're insisting on, they're going by European rules, that you're double vaccinated and you have a cert, we let you in. If you've no double vaccination or you've no vaccination, we're not going to let you in. Why would we take a risk just because a piece of paper says you haven't got it today, but you could develop it tomorrow, putting the whole nation at risk, you know? I think there's an awful lot. What's going on in the Irish scene now today is, we know Stephen Kenny is having a rough time.
He is.
And the players that were used to be available to us, there's three players probably out of Premiership that are on the team. And the rest of them are called, basically, you know, just for the sake of playing football, I'll declare for Ireland. Now, this Corey Robinson already played for England underage, and then he decided to declare for Ireland. Right? So everybody's saying, well, every plastic Paddy wants to play for Ireland now. That's the attitude that's going on, because they haven't got the pick of the crop anymore, or the cream of the crop, you know?
Okay,
there's no teams anymore, you know, that way.
The question that we're asking today is, should some full stop be put to this in terms of sport, in terms of players who, in many cases, would be role models for kids, would be role models for teenagers, and yet they're saying very publicly, no, I'm not getting that vaccine, I'm not interested. Not sending the right message, but also, should they be restricted in their playing abilities?
Well, you know, it's up to that club. The club pay their wages, and they're employed. That's their employer. They own them while they're on contract at the clubs. So if somebody is doing something that's not good for the club, they have to take action against them. What's the point in risking, oh, he's a great player, I'll take a chance, and then 2 days after the match he's played, and seven players out of your 11 that played now have COVID because he's not vaccinated? You've no team for next week then. And to be honest with you, an awful lot of the players in the Premiership are not on Ireland's team anymore. One or two maybe, and the rest of them are in the lower leagues. The kids don't even know what teams they play for.
Okay, so you would
so
like
not really role models.
Like,
you know?
I said, well, you know, Adrian, no. Yeah, go on.
What I'd say to you is, just because of his beliefs, I'm the type of person, just because of my beliefs, I wouldn't take the risk of putting somebody else in danger of something that could kill them. And he has to go with his conscience, because there's one other thing that came out today I've seen in the media, Adrian. Somebody is spouting that if young males get the double vaccine, their sperm count will drop.
This is already being debunked.
That's going on for 50 years now. That's going on for 50 years. So it's all the anti-vaxxers are throwing out, spewing out this rubbish. But for me, I got double vaccinated to protect my family and myself. And I have my grandkids coming home from England at Christmas, and they're all vaccinated. I haven't seen them in 2 years. But I wouldn't take a chance on saying, none of us are vaccinated here, don't come.
I will not put
anybody else's
life
at risk.
Yeah. Sorry, lads, I think we're putting your man Callum Robinson up on a bit of more of a pedestal than he deserves to be. He's no Roy Keane. I mean, is he even known by a lot of people? I don't think there's any...
No, that's not the point.
But people are saying, because he's such a role model, he's going to turn off kids from getting vaccinated.
Well, okay, I'm not just specifically talking about him. I'm talking about the other 40% of Premier League players that haven't been vaccinated, many of whom would be role models. That's the whole point. It's
are
not
people
specifically
really
him.
That much sheep? I mean, the anti-vaxxers go on about us being sheep all the time. Are people that much sheep that they're not going to get a vaccine? Because I saw Cardi B on, not Cardi B, I think it was either Cardi B or Nicki Minaj, one of them anyway, was on Twitter last week spouting anti-vax.
Yeah, that was Cardi B.
Cardi B spouting anti-vax nonsense. And I'm thinking, is some 18-year-old that loves Cardi B not going to get vaccinated because Cardi B?
Yeah, quite possibly, yes.
Are people that much?
Yes.
And they call us sheep?
Yes.
They call us the
shallow
sheep.
Shallow people would follow that information, yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Shallow people would.
stay there for 1 second if you can, please. 085-825-2626. And there are a lot of you on our Facebook page saying it's ridiculous. Now, we're inviting every single person who's spouting the nonsense about us being sheep and all that rubbish.
Like Julia Delaney. Julia, we invite you onto the show every day, and I don't know what you're afraid of. Are you afraid of Adrian? Are you afraid of me? Mm. We invite you onto the show every day. Because, I mean, it doesn't take much of an effort just to go sheep, bah, bah, bah,
yeah, yeah.
On Facebook page. Anyway, my 7-year-old can do that, Julia. So if you actually want to put forward a coherent argument, but a debate with us, you have the number there. Otherwise, just get off Facebook with your stupid comments. Because as I said, it's easy just to sit behind your keyboard from your phone and go, bah, 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 sheep, sheep, sheep. That's not an argument. That's a childish argument.
Correct.
So are you 5 or are you 25?
085. 825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Send us a WhatsApp voice note with your opinion on this about whether or not there should be a restriction on players playing for the Ireland squad if they are not vaccinated. Let me go to Kevin. You're on Opinions Matter. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, lads, how you doing? Good, I'm good. Look, at the end of the day, look, my humble opinion is this comes down to lack of intelligence. Nothing more, nothing less. Any fool can get lucky to be able to kick a ball and be skillful at it and make millions. And that's what a lot of these people have done. Anybody who's out there who's famous and kids look up to them, they have a responsibility to these young people coming up behind us and show the right example. Stop bloody simple. If you're a Formula One driver, you're a footballer, you're a baseball player, whatever it may be, if you've got kids looking up to you, you need to lead by example.
Okay, right? So...
You have a duty.
Yeah, well, do they? For a medical issue?
No, they should. They think no. That's the problem. They think they know bloody everything because of Google. They do. They do. Right? If you don't... Look, I'm not a sports fan. I saw this morning about this Irish player. He's had COVID twice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he's still being considered as a potential player in this next game, whatever it's...
Azerbaijan on Saturday, yeah.
Right? He shouldn't even be contemplated. Because it puts out the wrong signal.
Okay, now, firstly...
To saying that. Oh, well, he can get away with it. If he's a footballer, he's famous.
Okay, firstly, he's not the only player in the Irish squad that isn't vaccinated. However, he is one that has spoken publicly about not being vaccinated.
That's fine. But examples need to be made. Either we're going to make progress or we're not. And examples need to be made. It's also they're going to be going on into the poorhouse. They'll go back to their mansions and watch it on the TV.
Okay,
right,
so...
You've got no excuse. And all these people who have as dumb as the wall I'm looking at right now, as thick as the wall I'm looking at right now, need to grow the feck up, right? Because it's lack of education, lack of intelligence, it's just pure stupidity. And I'm tired of them. I'm sure most of us are, right? They need to just be put out of their misery and may take the bloody vaccine at this stage.
Well, no, you can't make anybody do it. No, that's ridiculous, Kevin.
We have to, but Adrian, at some stage, we have to make a stand.
None of us want to get to a situation of having forced vaccination
I totally agree. But these people, for their own safety and the safety of the vaccinated, they need to make the decision made for them. If someone's insane running around, spreading, going around with a knife, you put them in an asylum. Like, these people are running around with potentially killing...
Kevin, you don't know Callum Robinson. I don't know the man from Adam. In fact, I didn't even know who he was up until the other day. I never heard of him before. That's how much of an impact he's had in my life. But he may have a very valid reason for not getting...
His valid reason was my body, my choice.
No, that's not a reason. Yeah. That's not a reason. Maybe he...
Jeremy, no offence, but if he had a valid reason, it would have been vocalised by now. He's had COVID twice. And I only heard this for the first time. And like you, I only heard about the guy the first time this morning. He's had COVID twice. And he's there on TV this morning, around 8 a.m. And there he is being shown, practicing with the rest of the team. Unvaccinated.
Okay, but
that's not good PR.
No, how is that a problem, though? If the other players are happy enough to line up alongside him and... the manager has said, well, there's nothing I can do about it. You know, why should it bother the rest of us?
There's a reason there's a manager there. The manager's there for the whole... He's in charge. At the end of the day, the book stops with him. So if the manager's not willing to do it, then get rid of the manager and replace the manager. They're not irreplaceable. But we have this excuse. It's like, oh, well, it's football. I don't care who... I don't care if you're the most... I don't care what sport you do. Either you're the manager of the team, you make managerial decisions.
Okay, so are you saying, then, that if you are a professional sports person playing a game like soccer on the international stage and in your own club, that vaccination should be mandatory?
Well, he also plays for England. So he's bound to be between Ireland and England. So he's obviously unvaccinated playing in England. So God knows how many other people he's been in contact with. Because they've got 60 million over there. Well, don't get me wrong, you know what I mean, the bigger population.
My question is, are you saying that professional footballers playing in a team sport should have to be vaccinated?
Yes, any sport.
Any sport.
Any sport that involves fans, especially of a younger age.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Kevin. 085-825-2626 is our number. We would love to hear from you and find out whether or not you agree with what Kevin is saying. That he's going one step further. He's saying it should be mandatory for all sports personalities to be vaccinated. 085-825-2626 is our number. Let's bring Connor in with his opinion.
How we doing, lads? I don't know why all of a sudden that we all have opinion on people's health matters with regard to, like, say, taking a vaccine. Look, until this virus came along, everybody's health status or anything to do with their health was always a private thing. And that reporter had come out and start asking him questions and tell him to have to answer for any Premier League player. Like, I mean, if they don't want to get vaccinated, that is completely their business. It is none of our business. It honestly isn't. Now, okay, right, you could say that they're role models and they're setting an example at the end of the day, but, you know, I really don't think it comes into that. I think, like, for argument's sake, I am vaccinated. That's for me to say that I am vaccinated, yeah? Not for somebody else to ask me, am I vaccinated? I have absolutely no issue with Callum Robinson not being vaccinated. If he doesn't want to protect himself, well, to be perfectly honest with you, he's actually had COVID twice now at this stage. I'd say his immunity from COVID now is probably just as good, if not better, than people that have been vaccinated now at this stage with the antibodies that he's built up. So I really don't think it's any of anybody's business. Just because they're in the public eye doesn't mean anything, you know? People's health has always been a private thing to themselves. Between themselves and the doctor, and that's all.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Connor. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. We'd love to get your opinions on this and whether or not you think there should be restriction on professional sports people who just aren't vaccinated and point-blank refuse to be vaccinated. As we mentioned, Jurgen Klopp the other day was exasperated about the fact that such a high percentage of Premier League players aren't vaccinated. Now, he did say that his own club in Liverpool, the majority of the squad are fully vaccinated, and that kind of gave him the confidence to speak out about it, I suppose. Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
Lads, what's happening?
Good, Ross. What did you want to say on this?
Basically, I was actually just going to say what your man just said on my last voice note. It's his choice, lads. If he wants to not, if he doesn't want to take the vaccine, he doesn't have to take it. He's got COVID twice, okay? He's still not going to get vaccinated, right? He's told that if you get, like, what are the doctors saying? If you get COVID, you have less chance of catching it again. Aren't they saying that?
Yes, well, you build up an immunity.
So if you get a vaccine, if you get vaccinated, you have less chance of getting sick from it.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the issue? He's not taking the vaccine. He's got it, okay? Mm-hmm. If he gets the vaccine, he can still catch it. He can still bring it to the team. Whether he's vaccinated or not, he can still carry it to the team.
Yes, well, that's true. But if he was vaccinated, the statistics show that you're less likely to spread it. You're also less likely to get very sick. And he has been sick and isolated and missed game time for the Ireland squad and for his own club.
And that's his choice. That's his career. He's damaging for the sake of a vaccine. That's his choice. Who are we to turn around and say to him, you take that vaccine? What are we going to do? Lock him up because he's not going to take it?
No, nobody...
You're taking people's basic rights away by doing that.
Nobody is saying you should get the vaccine, but should there not be...
But that's the road we're going down, though.
Okay, no, what we're talking about is... people, and I'm not necessarily talking about this guy being a role model, and maybe he is to some young people, but it is the point is that they're not really leading by example, as you know, with the position that they hold.
Well, they're in that position, so they're abusing that position. They're abusing themselves. They're abusing their careers. They're abusing their reputation. Let them do it. We can't force them to do anything. Look to somebody else for inspiration. Look to somebody else for a role model.
If a footballer, if it was found out, when a footballer works, plays for a team, he's actually working for the team. The team is the company. The manager is the boss. It's a paid job, okay, which they get paid very bloody well for. Someone can get $300,000 a week for it. Supposing, I assume, footballers regularly get drug tested to see if there's drugs in their system, yeah?
Yeah.
If a player happens to, and I'm not suggesting, by the way, Callum Robinson does, but I'm saying any given player, if they were tested and they had drugs in their system, should they be allowed to play? Ah, but hang on, you said their body, their choice. So if
yeah, but not for drugs.
No, but hang on a second.
Not for a professional athlete.
If Bruno Fernandes on a Saturday night, one of United's best players, if he wants to go out on a Saturday night and do 60 lines of cocaine, yeah, once he's able for football next Saturday, what should it matter? According to you, his body, his choice.
That's drugs, though. That's putting, you're being a professional.
Hang on. The anti-vaxxers believe that the vaccine is poison.
To be honest with you, if Bruno Fernandes wants to do that in his own spare time and nobody knows about it, then who cares?
Although, in fairness, anybody does 60 lines of coke will be dead. But I'm saying it's either their body, their choice, or it's not their body, their choice. And someone's saying,
it is their body, their choice, okay? So if he puts it out into the public, he's made it known, the choice he's made. So he faces the repercussions of the choice he's made. We can't turn around and force them to take it. We can't force people to do something unless it's actually written in law. It's not written in law about the vaccine.
Okay, no, it's not. And none of us ever want to get to a situation
exactly
where we have...
And that's the road we're looking at. Okay,
Kevin, let me bring you back in for 1 second. And his argument is that none of us want to get to a situation of having forced vaccine. Before I even bring in Kevin, forced vaccine or mandatory vaccine, would you be in favour of it in... healthcare workers, for example, Ross?
Well, I've actually taken the vaccine.
Wasn't my question. My question is, do you think that healthcare workers should have to be vaccinated?
Again, no.
No. So you would be happy...
It's their choice. If it's written in law that a doctor can't do their job because of the vaccine, then they lose their job.
And it's not at this moment. It is being introduced.
Exactly.
There's nurses
and doctors out there with health conditions that can't take the vaccine.
Okay, but they're a very small percentage.
I know it's on health reasons, but if that's the case, then are we going to stop them from working in the health industry because they have...
Okay, Kevin, let me just bring you back in on that point that nobody wants forced vaccination or a gun held to people's head to be vaccinated.
Hang on. Yeah, that's fine. I can understand that. But no, there's a lot of things we want in life that we don't want, and we have to deal with it either way. So that's no excuse whatsoever. Just because you don't want something doesn't mean you don't need it. And what we need is to eradicate this. And everybody's kind of, these morons are going to go, oh, it's my body, my choice. My yes, it is. It's for the greater good. It's called humanity. Now, I'm outside the community. I'm outside Fairview Community Union now. I have to put on a mask and see my mother, right? I don't want to have to do that, but I'm going to bloody do it to protect me, protect everybody that's in there. And literally stood underneath a bike shed outside it having this conversation. Right? And these gobshites, right, who know nothing,
absolutely nothing. They haven't got an ounce of education between them. That's why they're made coming up with this Google bullshit, right? You don't know what they're talking about. They believe any old shite that someone blabs in their ear, and that's where we're at. And these people need to be dealt with. It's that simple.
And when you say dealt with, what do you mean?
As in, they need to be given the option. Either you take the vaccination or you're fired. Same goes with the manager all the way up through the team, because you start with the top and it works its way down. Not the opposite way around.
Okay, so you would like to see us getting to a stage where people in certain jobs, in certain occupations, if they refuse to be vaccinated or decide not to get vaccinated for whatever their reason is, they should jobs.
Every action has a reaction. If you decide to make a decision to do something that's not in the best interest of the general public, well, then there's there has to be a reaction, sir. There has to be something. You can't just kind of go. Otherwise, we're going to go around circles, Adrian.
I'm just looking at
it. At the end of the year, it's going to be finished.
I'm just looking at
up to Christmas now.
There's a lot of people angry with you, Kevin. Shut that dope up.
I'm
says,
sure the hell they are. Give a damn, Jeremy.
And you know what I'd say to you about those people who are commenting now? At least you have the balls to come on the show. They're just typing on their phones. It's very
look, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go on. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying it's very easy. For all those people on Facebook to be able to comment, shut him up, when they haven't even got the intelligence to be able to put together an argument. I don't agree with anything you're saying, but at least you have the intelligence to actually get on the phone and come on the show and put up an argument rather than just typing on Facebook. Shut him up. Why don't you ring in if you're that intelligent? I mean, there was another person there commenting, the two lads, i.e. us, are completely clueless on this topic. Well, you educate us then, you fool. Sorry, I'm annoyed now.
Are annoyed.
Jeremy, I will say one thing.
Yep.
I'm an average educated person, but I have common sense as well, right? And I have plenty of it. And for me, for these people, I don't give a rat's arse what they think about me. The common sense thing to do right now is to get vaccinated, get rid of this thing, and then they can all go rant about the next fucking thing that comes along. Sorry for swearing. Right, because it's only a matter of time. These keyboard warriors came crawling from behind their keyboards in a mother's basement, and it gave them something to jump up and down about, and they don't want it to go away because they don't have nothing to go back to except their conspiracy theories. And that's all they are.
Okay.
Conspiracy theories with nothing better to do.
Again, Kevin, you believe that we need to get to a situation where, depending on the job that you work at, if you're not prepared to be vaccinated, and I'm assuming you're talking about people in healthcare, I assume you're talking, or are you talking about everybody? Everybody should have to get vaccinated.
If you're working in healthcare and you're not vaccinated, as they're doing in America, you're out. Tough.
Is that where you want us to go here?
It has to be made for them. They're not intelligent enough to make the right decision for the general public as a whole. Right? They're not that intelligent. Because all they believe is Google, right? And that's it. And if you're that dumb to just believe what you read in front of you and absorb it as fact, well, then, you don't need to have the ability to make your own right or your own decision. It has to be made for you. And I don't care.
When you say it has to, the decision has to be made for you, you mean that if there's a consequence of you losing your job because you don't get vaccinated, well, then that's the consequence.
Yeah, but hang on, how hard does it have to be made to you? It's sort of like, this is an important thing, and there's a consequence if you don't make this decision. How dumb do you have to be to kind of go, oh, okay, I'll lose my job? What, you become homeless, you can't feed yourself, you live in the streets? Is that the decision consequence you want to make? Really? Like, it's not rocket science. Is it me or am I? Is it?
I have to say, an awful lot of people agreeing with you, including Jeremy, that how do you feel about healthcare workers then, Jeremy? Should they be forcibly, well, not forcibly vaccinated, but should there be consequences 100%, if they're not?
If there's someone working in an ICU unit in a hospital who's refused to take the vaccine, don't sack them, but put them in licking envelopes in the office where they're nowhere near patients that are vulnerable.
You can't even let them do that, Jeremy, because they could have COVID.
And be licking
you
the envelopes.
Let them lick envelopes.
Okay, well, let them. I don't know. Let them lick the windows,
you know,
clean,
I mean?
For all I care. Yeah. But no. Nobody unvaccinated should be working in healthcare. But that's healthcare. That's slightly different.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Let me bring in Johnny. Johnny, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How's it going, lad?
Well, Johnny, what's your view on this? And let's bring it back to the conversation in hand, which was one of the Ireland international footballers Callum Robinson admitting that he's chosen not to be vaccinated, even though he's had the virus twice. What's your view on that?
Yeah, obviously you can't force people to get vaccinated. So it is, at the end of the day, it is his body, his choice. But I just wonder if he's playing for a football team, what's he playing for, West Brom?
Mm-hmm.
And he catches COVID for the third time and he's out for 3 months. Will his club continue to pay him?
That's a good question. That's a very good question, yeah.
He does have a duty of care to himself and his teammates. Do you know what I mean? To kind of look after himself. Whereas if you're vaccinated and you get COVID and you're out for 3 months, you've done everything you've been told to do or you've been asked to do in order to help out the general public in that. And I'd say the club would side with you on that and pay you. But if you refuse to take it and you go out for 3 months, you know, it's very hard to see them paying you for that, you know?
No, absolutely.
And that goes across with everything else, like with jobs and that. Because I think employers are going to get sick of footing the bill. Do you know what I mean? For people
being out of work for 2 weeks and all of that.
Yeah, with COVID, like, and then it is like this money's going to be paid back. All the PUP money is not going to be paid back. So I do think he does have a choice not to take it, but there are consequences for him not to take it. Do you know what I mean?
And as I mentioned already, one of the consequences, at least up to now, maybe it'll disappear on the 22nd of October, but one of the consequences of not being vaccinated now is having to eat your dinner outside in the freezing cold and have your pint outside in the freezing cold because you don't have a COVID pass to get indoors. Now, that's minor in comparison to being forced to be vaccinated just to do your job.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There has to be some middle ground here, but just say it, just to do it and not just say it, my body, my choice. If you have a reason, if you have a genuine reason, I'm not comfortable, because that's fine enough, that's fair enough. You're not comfortable, like, with, you don't know the side effects and probably won't know the side effects for years, but there's the very best people in medicine that tell you that it's good and it's safe to take and stuff like that. You know, you have to kind of listen to those. In you can't just listen to the one crackpot. Do you know what I mean? You have to kind of listen to it.
No, and look, when it comes to this whole conversation, my whole take has always been, I trust scientists. And if a scientist is telling me, look, we've checked this thing out, we've gone through it, it's been tested all around the world, and if a group of well-educated scientists from all over the planet are saying this thing is...
Who have studied in this field, by the way? Who've studied in this field?
I'm not that person. I'm not an expert. I don't claim to know anything, but if an expert or countless experts are telling me that this thing is safe, I am prepared to trust. And I think that's what this all comes down to. It comes down to trust. And I'm a trusting sort of person.
But that's what I mean here, Adrian. It's like, if those people out there that are totally anti-vaccine, they're believing that the government, that acts like genocidal, that they're trying to poison an entire generation of people, they should be the ones that are getting the vaccine, because the government aren't going to punish the people that are doing what they're told. They're going to push people that aren't, you know what I mean?
That has been,
it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and you know, my argument from day one about this has always been, and the hypocrisy about this is, not all anti-vaxxers, but some anti-vaxxers, and they're going on about, won't put the poison in me, won't put the poison, you don't know where the poison comes from, won't inject the poison, and these same people are snorting the lines of coke off the jacks of a pub on a Saturday night that they bought off some dodgy geezer up a laneway, and you don't realise, but that's the truth, you don't realise how stupid you are. Then you have girls up, you have girls on Facebook and their profile picture is no to the poison, no to the poison, and then they're injecting fucking, I don't know, cow's arse into their lips to make their lips look bigger. You know what I mean? And they don't realise how stupid they are. And then you have the other anti-vaxxers that have on their profiles on Facebook, and it says, I have an immune system. I don't need the vaccine. I have an immune system. Well, how did the body's immune system work against polio? Didn't work very well, did it?
No, it didn't. No, and people were extraordinarily sick from it. We appreciate the call. Thanks very much indeed. 085-825-2626. This is Keith.
I haven't got a problem getting the vaccine, but in 5 years' time, when it's actually proven that it works and it's not another booster shot, another booster shot, another booster shot, then I'll go get it. But right now it's an experiment. They're experimenting on the hair, they're experimenting on the population of people. So can you blame people who don't want to get it because the shit that's in it?
What shit is in it? Like, what have you seen on the ingredients of the vaccine that you're saying the shit is in it? By the way, that same argument to that guy, that same argument was made, and I know this because my parents told me back in the day, that same argument was made about microwave ovens. When microwave ovens first came out, when they arrived in the shops in the 70s, there was, and this is before Facebook, and this is before conspiracy theorists, and there was a huge thing against microwaves that people who ate food that was heated in microwaves would end up having 6 ears by the age of 40. Now, I've been eating microwave food since I was a kid. Yeah, and I can tell you now, I'm still alive. So there's always, anytime there's any change or something new comes along, and I've said it from the offset as well, I understand if people are vaccine hesitant, completely vaccine. And I mean, I'm debating at the moment, the booster will be coming up in a moment, in a couple of months. And my mother, I think she's been offered the booster because she's obviously in the older age group. But I'm still debating whether or not I need the booster at this stage and whether or not I'm going to get it. And here's Ross annoyed. Here we are talking about microwaves. Now, Ross, I don't think you have the intelligence to understand the analogy here. Is what I'm saying is anything new that comes along, there's always a pushback against it. And that pushback, if you actually do a bit of research, you will see that when microwaves first came out, that there was commentary online saying, there was people saying, there was experts, so-called experts coming out saying, oh, in 30 years' time, you're going to see the effects of microwave ovens. Do not heat beans in a microwave oven. It will kill you. And, you know, we're all still here, so.
All right. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. If you want to get involved in this conversation, we're talking about the case of Callum Robinson and the argument that is going on about whether or not he should be allowed to play for Ireland because he is not fully vaccinated. That's what the conversation is, and we would love to hear from you. There's a lot of comments coming in on our Facebook page as well, saying that Jeremy's comments on microwaves are ridiculous, but the fact is he's right. When microwave ovens were originally invented, people were terrified of them and thought, because as you said yourself, it was something very, very new.
Even more recently, when mobile phones first came out, and I mean the old analog phones, they used to have the aerial on them, I remember every single TV program that was on, there was experts coming on saying, mobile phones, having phones up to your ears, you were only going to end up with lesions on our brains and stuff like that. Yes, every single one of you listening at the moment who was terrified of the vaccine, you still give your kid a phone, you'll still give your kid food out of a microwave oven. You don't give a shit about that. So just less of the hypocrisy, please.
All right, we'll squeeze in a couple more comments. This is Matthew.
That voice message actually just proved everything about the conspiracy theorists. Like, he just literally said the shit that's in it. And now where is his facts behind it? Nothing. Just that one line, that's all they have. They have one line about everything and no facts to back it up.
All right, Matthew, thank you very much indeed for your message. It is one of those conversations that's going to drag on and drag on and drag on, but you can hear people getting more frustrated with the conversation.
Yeah, I'm at the end now at this stage when it comes to trying to argue with people about vaccines. And you know, when this podcast goes up, there's another one. Pauline said, yeah. They used to tell us that if you watch too much television, your eyes would go square. That was experts years ago said that. Don't let your kids watch more than 2 hours of television a day. Their eyes will go square. Now, have you ever come across
anybody with square eyes? Yeah. No.
No, have you?
No, not that I'm aware of. Anyway, thank you very much indeed, all of you, for all of your calls, comments, texts and opinions. This debate over Callum Robinson is probably going to play out right up until the kickoff of the match on Saturday. But we appreciate you getting involved in our conversation today. If you enjoyed this podcast, or even if you didn't, You can hit subscribe or follow, and you can be notified as soon as we upload a new podcast. And if you haven't already, we would ask you as well to download the Opinions Matter app, which is available wherever you get your apps, be it on the Apple App Store or on Google Play. Our Opinions Matter app is available right now wherever you get your podcasts.
I love this message from Karen, and this is against the anti-vaxxers. By the way, when anti-vaxxers, when they can't win an argument, they just send you back clown emojis. Have you ever noticed that? That's the limit of their intelligence, that they can't, and they're just clowns, 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 rather than actually debating it. And Karen says, so these people believe that all the doctors, all the nurses, and all the scientists are deliberately putting people's lives at risk for money. Yeah, because if you think about it, if you believe that nonsense of New World Order and the Great Reset, and that all the medical fraternity got together in a big warehouse 2 years ago and said, you know what we need to do? Here's an idea. Let's develop a fake virus called COVID. Okay, let's come up with this fake virus called COVID that doesn't exist. Then let's develop a vaccine within a year. Let's develop that vaccine, but let's put a bit of poison in that vaccine and let's kill off 33% of the world. So they all got together. All the doctors, all the nurses, all the scientists all got together in a big warehouse and said that. Yeah. And then they developed this vaccine, deliberately put a poison into it to kill off a third of the world. Why would they want to do that? Then they'd have no patients.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense.
They'd actually the hospitals would be we'd be all dead. And you see, that is the lack of intelligence that you're dealing with, isn't it? You just, and you cannot talk sense to people like this, because all you get back from them is clowns, clowns, paid pharma, paid shills, clowns, clowns, clowns. And it's just like, pardon me, French, fuck off. When you just, don't you just want to say that to them? Go on, you can say it.
Because you just said it.
No, because I know you've been, it's been welling up inside you for the last few months. Just shut the fuck up. Which are nonsense.
Oh, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest podcast from Opinions Matter. And as I said, please hit subscribe or follow, and you'll be notified every time we upload a new podcast.
Clowns.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.